The Kevin Young era is underway for BYU basketball, but while he's, before he gets completely settled in Provo, he is going to coach with the Phoenix Suns. He's going to finish out the job as the associate head coach on Frank Vogel's bench. I've never been so excited in my life for a Suns T-Wolves game. Game one today, 1:30
PM. How much airtime do you think Young will get?
Probably not much. I bet he'll get a mention.
Yeah.
I bet there'll be...
It's probably be the first sideline hit, honestly.
Yeah, because it's... I think on a game one where there's nothing at stake yet, I mean, yes, they're all huge games in the playoffs, but it'll be a nice filler story for a sideline reporter to work that in. I think it'll probably get a mention for sure.
Yeah, I think so. We'll take your calls and text 57500 if you want to text in, and we'll take some calls as well because it's, like Mitch said earlier, it's not every day, it's not every show that we're talking about a coaching change. This is the second coaching change we've experienced on this show since you and I have been here. Mm-hmm. Right when we started, Mark Pope showed up. So you and I covered the whole entire Mark Pope era. And then the football hasn't changed since. There's been some assistant changes, but no head coaching change since we've been on the show. 801-575-8255. Should we get to the phone line?
Let's do it.
Let's get to the phone line.
Who do we have?
I think we have Linda, a regular caller from our Cougar Nation show, which, by the way, that's on hiatus right now because there's no games to react to. But when the football season picks back up, Cougar Nation will return Monday nights. Linda, hello. How are you doing? And what did you think of the coaching change for BYU basketball?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, and I'm really happy about it. I was a little shocked at first when I heard that Coach Pope was going to Kentucky, and I wondered what was going to happen. I worried along with everybody else, and I'm glad it's turned out the way it is because it sounds like most of the players are coming back. If we could just get those others too, I know we've lost Ollie Kalipa, anyway, I just hope everybody else comes back.
It's a good point, Linda, and I think that's the biggest challenge ahead of Coach Young right now. Dallin Hall and Richie Saunders still in the portal. Ali Khalifa, who Linda referenced, committed to Louisville, though he's redshirting this year, so he wouldn't have played anyways. I guess he could have played, but I think he's having knee surgery, so that's going to set him back. And then we've heard from Trevin Nell. He's committed to the program. So I think there is still a fair bit of what's the word I'm looking for? There's still a fair bit of uncertainty in this coaching search. Not coaching search, the roster is what I mean. But it's a big challenge. And figuring this thing out, I think Linda brings up a good point, Mitch. Returning as many players as you can is critical. I think it is noteworthy that there have been no new names in the portal in the past 3 or 4 days because Kevin Young spoke to the team initially on Zoom. And then before the press conference on Wednesday night, they all met in the locker room, and he kind of gave his pitch as to what kind of program he wants to build and what he's all about. And since that time, no Foose in the portal, no Atiki in the portal, no Noah Waterman in the portal. So I think that message was well-received for those who maybe wanted to hear him first before making a decision.
There's a lot of challenges in front of Kevin Young, but he's definitely excited for those challenges.
This is a new challenge for me. I've been on a different side of basketball all of my career, and as I went through the process getting to this decision, the excitement I had for the new challenge at hand in terms of transitioning to the college world, coming from the world I was in, got me extremely excited the more I started to wrap my head around what that looks like. And the thing that really moved the needle for me and my wife was the environment that we're going to be doing it in here at BYU.
I just love hearing that, Mitch. Look, I don't blame Mark Pope for going to Kentucky. I think we all knew. We talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
If Kentucky comes calling, he's going.
I thought he was going to leave for Louisville if they came calling.
You're right.
I mean, we were talking about it before the NCAA tournament.
Right. Good point. And it ends up being Kentucky. So it's hard. You can't have hard feelings about that. But to hear him talk about, I want to be here, this environment, that is so nice because you just didn't hear that a lot from Coach Pope. Like, he said a lot of good things, but I never felt like he just loves being here.
He kept everyone on their heels.
Yes.
With that Arizona search and just always were on your heels with Mark Pope, whereas Kevin Young by going from the NBA to BYU? Yeah, he wants to be here at BYU. Taking another break, news, traffic, and weather. We'll get to some of our, you know, reactions, the overreactions, the under-the-radar reactions to this hire of Kevin Young next year on Cougar Sports Saturday.